Braves win. Braves win. Braves win. That's what I got to say. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
I am happy. Nick's happy. We grew up in Atlanta for many, many years.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off the show with the only thing to happen in Atlanta sports in several years to actually celebrate. Braves won a World Series. First time in 26 years that we've won anything in Atlanta outside of, well, no, there's nothing else. It's it.
Well, the soccer team won the Atlanta United or whatever the fuck. They won the soccer championship thing, whatever. I don't know. I don't watch soccer, man. Yeah, Braves win's a big deal, dude.
Well, that's two then. We'll take it. We'll take all we can get at this point.
Hey, you got more than Detroit does. We got all zeros all across every sport for the last decade.
And it looks like Stafford may be on his way to going to a Super Bowl with the way the Rams are playing.
Yeah, baby. I'll take that, though. I'll take it. But yeah, bro, Braves. Absolutely awesome. So great to see him win. I mean, I remember him winning the 95 championship, and that was awesome. I remember watching that on TV. And we pulled up the game here. And I made it till about the bottom of the eighth inning. And then I was like, you know what? It's 7-0. I'm going to go to bed because I know they won the World Series. I couldn't make it, bro. I couldn't make it. I fucking tried my hardest. But so cool to see, dude. So happy for the city. So happy for our Atlanta friends that have been Braves fans for like their entire lives. I mean, such a cool thing, dude. Such a cool thing.
I mean, I got to see them win a World Series in 95 with the four aces, Glavine, Smoltz, Avery, and Maddox, and just that team they had there, especially after everything they went through with the Minnesota Twins cheating and throwing people off bases to get outs, which should have been called but never was. Then you had, like, there was just so many shenanigans that happened to Atlanta, and then they finally won one. And then to see everything that team has been through, and then they come back and win a World Series when they shouldn't have. Like, this is a season where it should have been a lost cause.
Yeah. Yeah, it should have been a rebuild, but it wasn't. I mean, they played great baseball, man. They played great baseball. Bats were hot. Pitching was hot. I mean, it was all around a great, great series.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, enough of sports. How was your Halloween?
Oh, it was good, man. It was good. We hit up a neighborhood just down the street, and Zach came home with, I shit you not, a 5-pound bag of candy. Five solid fucking pounds of candy, bro. It was insane. It was insane. I mean, everybody was like handing out handfuls. It wasn't like, you know, when we were kids, it was like, oh, here's one. Oh, maybe two. Oh, no. These people were handing out like big handfuls of candy. It was insane. It was insane. We did our neighborhood. Then we drove down to the other neighborhood with one of his buddies and their parents. And overall, it was a great time, dude. Great time. All the people were awesome. Ton of people trick-or-treating. We started at 6 and we finished right about 8-ish, 8:30. So we got an early start, which was great because it was a Sunday. I had to work, but the kids up here had school off. So they got lucky on Monday. They didn't have school.
Yeah, we did the same. Like our kids had is a teacher work day that day, which I think that was planned on purpose because Halloween fell on a Sunday. You know, the teacher's like, we don't want to deal with that nonsense. Like, let's take Monday off. We'll come back on Tuesday. Let the parents deal with the kids being rambunctious and not sleeping and then being all wired and full of candy the next day.
Hell yeah. Getting that sugar high, bro. No, thanks. No, thanks.
We kind of experienced something similar too. Like, and I don't know if it was because it was a Sunday or what, but like we went to our apartment complex and there wasn't a whole lot of trick or treaters. Like we saw a few, but like everybody's like, here, take, what do you want? Take what you want. And the kids are like, really? Not just one piece. So they were grabbing handfuls.
Yeah.
But then the other thing was I went to Target to pick up some extra candy. Sold out.
Sold out.
No candy on the shelves.
Nope.
Every other year I have ever gone to a store or a grocery store after Halloween, there is clearance candy because it couldn't sell it enough. This year, opposite, there wasn't enough candy. And we even had where several of our neighbors gave out full-size candy bars because they went to Costco and bought the boxes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. I've never seen many full-size candy bars like in my life. Usually you get like one if you're lucky, and that's the holy grail. My kids had five neighbors that gave out full-size candy bars.
Oh, yeah. Dude, up here 3 weeks before Halloween, Target was out of candy. Walmart was out of candy. Ingles was out of candy. I mean, besides like the weird shit. But yeah, I mean, it went real quick. It went real quick. And now Christmas shit's out. So
I know.
What are you going to do?
They were putting up Christmas stuff on Friday. I was like, what? Yeah. Like, we're not even through Halloween yet. You're already putting up Christmas?
Dude, the Biltmore just got their tree. Like, they just pulled their tree in yesterday. Nice. So it's not decorated or anything. They'll decorate it, I think, before Thanksgiving. But, dude, it's insane. It's insane. It's insane. I don't know what's happening. Christmas beer is out already.
I know, man. You know, the weather's getting cooler, though. The weather's getting me kind of in the holiday spirit. That's for sure. Because it's even out here, it's getting a little chilly in the evenings. And so,
yeah, it's 38 right here, right now. It's 38. It's going to be like 30. I think it's 34 tonight.
Nope.
And then can't do it. Mm-mm. Right at freezing tomorrow night. So I'm all right with it, dude. I'm cool. Come on. Let's go. I want some snow. In fact, last night, it snowed up in the higher elevations, up at 5,000 feet, which is about 3,000 feet above us. They got about an inch and a half of snow up there. It was crazy, dude. It was crazy.
Nice.
It was crazy. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, it's hard to believe that just a week ago or 2 weeks ago now, I guess, because I got food poisoning last week, so we couldn't record. We were talking about Halloween, and now it is November.
Mm-hmm.
We're 2 months from 2022.
Yep.
And I saw a great meme today that said, in 2 months, it's going to be 2022. What did it say? Like, I'm still trying to digest 2019, and I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck happened in 2020, and now we're about to hit 2022. I don't know. I just fucked that up real bad. But it's crazy, bro. Like, where did the time go? Where's the time going? Where's it going?
You know,
before you know it, we'll be pushing up daisies, man. It's fucking scary, dude. It's fucking scary how quick time is moving right now.
You know, I had a boss one time that told me, he would always have these crazy stories, but once he said, you know, when you're younger, time moves so slow. And it moves slow because you're equating days and weeks and months and the year and holidays to how long you've been alive. Well, the older you get, the more time seems to fly, but it's because if you look at the fraction, you've lived longer than like how those days equate. So it seems like it's moving faster because you have more to reference at that point.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would have never thought about that.
Me neither, but you know, and it's always stuck with me ever since he said that. It's like, huh, you know, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. That's intriguing. I like that. Cause I was sitting in my office today and I was like, holy shit. We're 2 months from 2022. Like, back in what year did we meet? 94.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in 94, like,
gas was 70 cents a gallon.
I didn't think I was going to be alive in 2022. Like, I guess let's be honest, like, I may not be. There's still 2 months left. But, like, dude, it's insane to me to see all the advancements, all the steps back that have been taken over, you know, just the course of 94 to now. It's just crazy, dude. It's crazy. Anyways, before I go off on a tangent, a couple things I wanted to bring up tonight, which I'm really excited about. I don't know if you watched it. I think you guys, maybe you were out of town, but DC FanDome happened a couple weeks ago, and we got to see some Shazam footage and Black Adam and a brand new Batman trailer. And I can't tell you how fucking excited I am for all of those movies.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces, and I'm still catching up on some of those. It's just been a crazy few weeks for me, and but I'm kind of excited. I think I'm getting more excited about that stuff because my wife is actually going out of town for a week next week. Nice. So it's me and the boys. So
very good.
I'm looking into taking them to go see Maximum Carnage, go see the new Venom movie.
Yes.
Eternals comes out tonight. As we're recording. Looking to take them to that, do it, you know, go see a couple films.
You see a double feature, bro. You do one. Well, I don't know. They might be too young to go back to back. That's a lot of sitting.
Yeah. I may have to break it up a little bit, like, you know, but, that is expensive. So I can take them one day to a matinee and then go back another day to a matinee, you know?
Right.
But then like, I was going to try to take them to Shang-Chi and do three. Like while she's gone, but
I want to see that too.
I think it's been pulled out of theaters, so
it has.
And then there's a new Spider-Man trailer that's supposed to be dropping soon, and I'm hoping it's on the Eternals movie because that would make sense.
You know? That would make sense. Well, did you see the new Morbius trailer?
I have not.
Oh, get the fuck out of here! We can't play it on here because of copyright. Otherwise, I'd pull that shit up and play it. Dude, it is awesome. So many references to Spider-Man. Yeah. They're going to cross it over. I don't know how. I don't know when. But they're a couple of the Easter egg like websites, like I don't know what websites they are, but was saying like Oscorp from The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield is in the movie. So take place, huh?
I was thinking, well, William Dafoe,
yeah,
is in it from the other Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Oh yeah, dude, it's going to be a complete like it's going to be a multiverse or a Spider-Verse, if you will. I feel like it's going to be awesome. I mean, Doc Ock, the original Doc Ock is going to be in it. Willem Dafoe. You know, we've talked about it on a previous podcast.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is coming back as Electro, and he's from the Andrew Garfield series. So that trailer was friggin' awesome, dude. The Spider-Man trailer was really good, but the Morbius trailer, I think I'm more excited for Morbius than I am for Spider-Man.
I'm waiting to see if we don't see Blade introduced through Morbius.
That's possible.
Especially because
possible,
yeah, or at least at the end, him pull up on his motorcycle trying to hunt down Morbius.
Yeah.
Like he does in the comics.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, this could open a massive door. Although there is a wrench that's been thrown in the tire because the deal between Sony and Disney. Poof, gone. It's gone. It's not going to happen. So we don't know if this is going to be the end for Tom Holland or not. He's hinting that it is. He's hinting that this may be his last Spider-Man movie.
I think this is always the plan to be the last Spider-Man movie though.
Was it?
Yeah. I think he only signed for three and I think he's got some other Avenger movies and stuff that he's going to be doing. But if you remember, Disney and Sony had this happen after the first Spider-Man.
Right.
And they delayed the second one just a little bit because they were renegotiating the contract. So I'm wondering if this is a little more of the same. I do know that Disney also has pushed back all their releases next year.
Yep. And I was reading something tonight before we decided to come on the air here. And Ryan Reynolds is taking a break from acting. He came out and said that while he was on the road promoting his new Netflix movie. So it's kind of coincidental that all these movies got pushed back and he's taking a break. So he's not going to film Deadpool 3 right away. So I'm wondering if Deadpool 3 in some way, some shape or form is going to be associated with, you know, whatever it is. I don't know. X-Men, could be the Avengers, could be any of it. You know what I mean? So maybe they're pushing these movies out because they need Deadpool in them.
Or Disney could be in trouble. I know they've been going up and charging more money for different things. And the last time they started going this route was right before the housing crash, when they were trying to build all those hotels and resorts and they had to restructure and everything. And then shortly after that, Bob Iger, I think, came on board and kind of righted the ship. Not so sure Chapek's going to be able to steer through this. I don't think he's got what it takes to take Disney in the future. And I think we're starting to see some of the impact from it.
Yeah. So. Well, he better figure it out. Cause I mean, that's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. Pushing all those movies back. And then, you
know, especially cause some of them are almost done or already done.
Yeah. Already done.
So yeah,
Thor's done.
Doctor Strange is done.
Yeah. Yep.
But they're Spider-Man all pushing them back.
I think Spider-Man's done. They may be in like post right now, but it's going to be, or no. Spider-Man comes out this year, right?
Yeah. Spider-Man's done.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is done. I think Thor is in post.
Oh, that could be,
but
that could be, but yeah, oh God. Yeah. I hope Disney doesn't fuck this up, man. I really do.
Yeah, no.
I really do.
I mean, at least we'll have the Book of Boba Fett.
That's true. That trailer was really good.
I know.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, dude, that trailer is really good. Really excited about that. And then I guess Mando starts filming. When do they start filming? December or January?
Something like that.
I think is when they start filming. So we should get new Mando next year. Hawkeye. That series comes out November 24th. So I was never a big Hawkeye fan. I'm going to watch it just because we have Disney Plus. But
I will say, though, Jeremy Renner made Hawkeye cool.
Oh, Jeremy Renner's awesome, dude. He's a great actor. I love
especially
that guy.
Especially when they showed the Ronin side of Hawkeye.
Yeah. I thought it
was brilliant. Like,
yep.
They made Hawkeye cool.
Yeah.
Because Hawkeye was not
cool. I agree. So I'm a little bit excited for the series. I mean, I want to see what he's going to do with it. But, you know, since WandaVision was WandaVision, I was like, oh, God, that was not a good show. My hopes aren't very high for Hawkeye. Loki was pretty good, but.
I liked WandaVision, but I didn't have high hopes for it to begin with, so.
No.
I think it was disappointing the ending, though. But after I've had time to think about it and how it connects to other things, I think I'm more excited about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe I'll go back and rewatch it. Actually, I won't. I'm not even going to put it out there because I'm not going to.
I'm more excited about Moon Knight.
Moon Knight looks good. I want a trailer. I want a trailer for it.
Me too. And She-Hulk.
I really do. Yep, She-Hulk. That trailer, I think, should be coming out pretty soon.
And so, World War Hulk is on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, they were talking about Wolverine versus Hulk, which would be pretty awesome. But who are you going to get to play Wolverine? Because I don't see anybody but Hugh Jackman. So,
good luck. Yeah. Well, unless they go the X-23 route.
Well, that could be.
But I feel like you need to bring in Wolverine and then bring in X-23.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, kind of like to pass the torch or some shit. No, I agree.
Yep.
But we got off on Marvel and fucking Disney, which is not the direction I intended for this to go because I wanted to start with DC. The new Batman trailer is fantastic. I hate the new Riddler costume. I can't stand it. It pisses me off. But then I was talking to our buddy Dom the other day. I was texting him and He was like, think of it this way. I was like, all right, well, all right, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. Well, maybe because this is year two Batman, maybe this is pre the green suit with the black question marks.
Oh.
I was like, you bring up a good point. Maybe this is how he started. Like, which, damn you, Dom.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, he still uses
origin stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, they already confirmed it's year two. So it's, you know, really early on. I mean, he doesn't have all the funky gadgets and shit. So that trailer was really good. You need to watch that if you haven't. The little snippet of Black Adam we got was fucking dope. The Rock is the man. He's the man. And he's going to take it to new heights, dude. He's going to take it to new heights.
So these are some of the things I'm going to be doing while the wife's out of town. I'm going to be playing trailers. Me and the kids are going to sit. Because, you know, she watches it. But after a while, she's like, all right, I've had enough. So this is going to be me and the boys watching trailers, getting caught up, going to see some movies we want to see, getting into some trouble, eating some fast food, pizzas and junk food. And, you know,
that's the way to do it.
Legos.
Yes. That's the way to do it. Mom's not home. Boys run wild. Let's go.
That's right. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Okay.
So I got to go back to trick or treating real quick.
Okay.
So my oldest son, they go pick out their costumes, right? The oldest son gets Venomized Captain America because he loves Carnage and Venom and all that.
The pop figure?
No, as a costume. It was Venomized Captain America costume.
Oh, fucking dope, dude.
Yeah. And he already had a shield, so that worked, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But that's on par for him. The younger one surprised me, though. The younger one's always been into Power Rangers and Minecraft and all this other stuff. And for me, it's hard to get into Power Rangers because I grew up with Voltron, right? It's hard to get into Minecraft. Amen. I grew up with like Mario Brothers. So it's hard to get into some of the things he's into. He picked out a Bumblebee Transformers costume. But gets better. It's got the old school mask with the horns on the side. And it had it would transform into a car. So it had little foam wheels and he would kneel on the ground. It would fold over and the hood would come down.
Shut up. In a car.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he picked out for his Halloween costume. I was like, that's my boy. That's my boy.
That is too cool. Why didn't you send me a picture of that?
Dude, I forgot, man.
Motherfucker. You need to send me a picture of that. That's fucking dope. That's dope. Zach went as a jester, but not really a zombie jester. Had a really funky face. I don't know. Fuck, stupid clown shit again. Every fucking year, something about a clown. That was the closest
to get under your skin.
I know he does. I know he does. But that's what he went as. And then his buddy, you know, his buddy put in zero effort. Last year, our first year here, his buddy wore a scrub top with a doctor hat, like a scrub hat.
Mm-hmm.
And a face mask, you know, like we wear, or like some people wear when they go out. You know what he came as this year?
What?
The same motherfucking thing. I looked at him and I was like, dude, you were the same thing last year. He goes, I just want the candy. Like, what? What do you mean you just want the candy? What do you mean you just want the candy? Put some thought into it, man. And then, oh my God. Okay. I did not plan on going down this road. Parents, to all of you parents that are listening, my son's friend, his dad and mom are the sweetest people ever. And his dad goes, well, this is the last year that they'll be trick or treating, right? And I kind of got the head tilt,
like what,
you know, like the confused dog. I kind of got the head tilt, and I was like, no, not unless he doesn't want to trick or treat. Who the fuck stops trick or treating at age 11?
I mean, I thought you trick or treated until I was 17. I mean, you at least go to your teenager, right? 13
yes, minimum, dude.
And then my thought is like, as soon as you start driving, unless you got brothers or sisters to stick around, then you probably stop at 16.
Yeah,
maybe we're wrong though. I don't know.
I don't know. It blew my mind. It blew my mind. I could not fathom his question.
I didn't see any older kids or teenagers or anything like that. It was all younger kids.
No, we saw all variety of kids out this year. A couple of teenagers. I mean, you're right. I mean, now that I think about it, you're right. Most younger kids, but there we did see, you know, probably 13, 14, 15-year-olds running around being stupid and getting candy. You know, they weren't hurting anything. They were just going to get candy. So, you know, it blew my mind when you brought that up. I was like, wait a minute. I can't imagine Zach coming to me at age 12 next year and saying, oh, yeah, I don't want to trick-or-treat this year. I'd smack him in the fucking teeth. I would smack him in the teeth. Be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? I don't know. But maybe that's where it's headed, bro. I don't know. Again, we went off topic.
Well, but
what a train wreck.
That was a good segue into kind of another topic we wanted to discuss tonight.
All right, go.
Which is the right way and the wrong way to do things. Just like,
there you go.
We feel the right way to handle trick-or-treating is you don't stop till at least you're 13. And
at least.
Then you stop by the time you're 16 and driving, because then it's kind of weird unless you're taking your brother or sister around.
Right.
That's younger. Right?
Right. Which he doesn't have that, thank God.
So I was so this is what prompted this. So I'm going through TikTok. We're learning how to use the good old TikTok here, because we're gonna start being on TikTok. We're gonna start doing some things, right?
We're gonna try.
So I start going through my TikTok and I see this video. Actually, I get it from Yahoo and then I go to TikTok. But basically, this guy says he does this viral video on the right way to pop microwave popcorn. And so I guess the correct way to pop microwave popcorn is you open it up, you put it in, you microwave it, right? But when you pull it out, usually the top has a little slit opening.
Yeah.
Where the popcorn's popped. Apparently, that's by design. And it's not so it's easier to open. If you turn the popcorn upside down and shake, the popcorn doesn't come out, but the kernels that are unpopped do. And you just sit there and shake it till all the kernels fall out. And then you open it and dump the rest of popcorn in a bowl.
And you don't have to. That's insane to me. Why doesn't it say it on the box?
Apparently, there's instructions we don't read.
Well, that's a good possibility, too.
I mean, I'm just like, I know how to do this. 3 minutes, all right, boom. I don't need to, like, I know how to open up a bag of popcorn, but apparently we may have missed these steps.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, man. I didn't think about that. I don't read the instructions.
Well, so then you kind of take it further. Like, the next one, okay, there is a right way and a wrong way to put toilet paper on the roller.
I feel like everybody knows that, but I feel like not everybody knows the correct way to do it.
So there's people that probably say, no, you're wrong when I tell them what the right way is. But there's actually a patent for toilet paper shows you the right way to do it, which is you put the roll on so that it's over and you pull on it.
Amen.
So if you're putting it under, you're doing it wrong. The patent actually says you're doing it wrong.
Google it or TikTok it. TikTok it.
And if there's not a TikTok, make a video. It'll go viral, I'm sure.
There you go. Yeah, apparently. Apparently anything will go viral. Shit.
No, not anything. I tried to make a video. It failed. My wife makes one with my stupid dog, like, eating a napkin, and that thing gets, like, 700 views. I'm like, what the hell?
No, I don't. We don't have any followers yet. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing with it, dude. I have no idea.
That's why you should check it out, because we don't know what we're doing. It's probably
I mean, that's true. I did post a couple of things when we went to Bold Rock the other night to see a 60s band. It was the best. It was, excuse me, the weekend before Halloween. We went, Zach stayed at his buddy's house on Saturday. So the wife, the older son and I went to Bold Rock Brewery, which is like 10 minutes, 15 minutes from here. And the 60s band, and I'm telling, these dudes had to be at least in their 60s, maybe 70s. They all came in dressed as the Avengers. This is the band. Came in dressed to the Avengers, and they played 60s songs, and we sat out and drank beer and listened to 60s music, and it was the goddamn best time I've had in a long time. It was amazing. It was great. It was great. No idea where I was going with that. Oh yeah, I posted that on TikTok. That's what I did. And then something else. Anyway.
So this episode is going to be full of ADHD moments. I can already tell, because we're already there. We're past
we're way off the rails. Way off the rails right now.
All right. Let's go through some right way and wrong ways to do things.
All right.
So do you know that there is a right way and a wrong way to peel a banana?
Nope.
Which way do you think is the right way to peel a banana?
I just snapped the top and peeled a banana.
Apparently that's wrong. You're supposed to peel it from the bottom.
Well, then you squish the banana.
That's no, bullshit. Apparently you pull it down and you use the stem as like a handle. And this is how monkeys do it. And apparently they're more efficient at pulling out perfectly intact bananas than we are. But they do it from
peeling. Why am I not fucking surprised? Why am I not surprised a monkey can peel a fucking banana better than a human? I don't know. I'm going to keep doing it my way. It doesn't squish the end of the banana, because I hate that. I hate it. I hate squishing the end of the banana.
The Tic Tac container and Tic Tac. Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you pull it open, you know, people just shake it out, right?
Delicious candies.
Apparently, you're supposed to, like, flip it on its side. And when you pull it down, there's this little, like, circular cup that holds a Tic Tac to pull out one at a time.
Huh.
That's what that's for. I just thought it was like, so it would fit in the hole.
Oh, see, I just dumped that shit in my mouth. Just fucking dump it. Dump it.
All right. Here's the next one. You know, there's that little hole on pots and pans, right? At the end of every pot and pan, there's usually like a hole at the end, right?
On the handle?
On the handle. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that's used for?
It's a hanger.
That's what I would have
thought. You can hang it. Yeah.
No. It's so you can put a wooden spoon in the hole and it acts like a trivet. It keeps it up and holds it in place.
What's the point of that?
Keep it from like splattering all over your counter and like laying down the spoon on the counter.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay, I got it. I'm a little slow. I'm a little slow tonight, guys. It's been a rough week.
I'm like, what?
I got it now. Makes sense. But then it's going to drip down the handle.
Well,
like if you're making spaghetti.
To drip in the pot.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to try that next time I make spaghetti. And if it's wrong, I'm going to fucking let you know.
All right. The next one is, and I'm sure you don't know this one, because it's about Chinese food, and I know how much you love Chinese food.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah.
So you know how they put Chinese food in that little box, right?
Yeah.
And then people, when they go to reheat their Chinese food, they either just put the box in the microwave or they'll like scrape out into a bowl.
Yep.
Apparently you're supposed to pull the like the metal part, the little hook off of it. Or you just pull the box apart and it actually folds into a plate.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't eat much Chinese food, but I'll try it maybe next time if I ever eat it again.
Okay, so here's another one. You know those little, like, the pasta spoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has the little forky hands, and then there's this hole in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So apparently, that's how you measure how much spaghetti to put in the pot. You drop it in the hole, and whatever will fit in that hole, that's the serving size.
I mean... Okay. Okay. See, when you got a boy that's 22 years old, 6'2", 280, when you got me, 6'7", 245, and then Zach, who is good 5 feet already, that shit don't fly. That shit don't fly. I just use a big ass spoon. I just use a big ass spoon. Fucking lop that shit in there. Eat it.
Let's see here. Oh, you're going to like this one.
All right.
So your can opener for your bottle opener for beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you ever notice how there's that little notch on the top?
Yep.
Do you know what the notch is for?
It's for to open cans.
Bingo. You got it.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Dude, back in the day when they used to sell the Hershey's chocolate syrup in the cans.
Can, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we used all the time. Just boop, put a hole in each side and you're good.
No. I mean this one. Hang on. I'll show it to you. It's that little notch. It slides over the tab on your beer can.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you don't have to, like, put your fingers underneath it. And then just...
Oh. Don't be a pussy. Put your fucking fingers under it. Get the fuck out of here. God damn it.
Okay, so here's something else. You know the solo cups? Not the fancier weird ones, but like the original solo cups.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
You know all the lines they have on the solo cups?
Yeah, it's for shots. It's to measure out shots.
Well, you can actually measure out shots, like a pint, a glass of wine, like each one of those lines was meant for a different measurement.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's why I love solo cups, man. I know exactly how much whiskey to put in it.
Yep.
I know exactly how much whiskey to put in it.
I think my father-in-law feels the same.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Well, shit. I think we've gone off the rails enough. Unless you got one more. You want to end on a high note?
Hang on. Okay. So to chill a bottle faster.
Yep.
To drink it. You wrap a wet paper towel around a warm drink and put it in the freezer. And it literally takes it only 5 to 10 minutes to get chilled.
A wet paper towel, wrap it around the drink, put it in the freezer.
5 to 10 minutes, done. Chilled to perfection.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
You know, I wish I had that one earlier because every time you go to the store, you look in the freezer.
Yep.
Half the time your drink's not there. You got to go down the aisle where it's sitting on the warm shelf.
On the warm, yes.
You know what?
Yep.
That one's very useful. That's how we should end it. You're welcome, everyone. I just how do we start with the right and wrong way to do things? We ended up with like life hacks.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Hey, one thing I want to shout out though, we have now got Ireland listeners, and we have now got and we've got Germany people in Germany listening.
We've gone global.
We have gone global, man. It's awesome.
Now we can unhatch our plan for world domination.
Yeah. What are we going to do tonight, Brain? Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. Fuck yeah, dude. Anyway, I thought that was really cool, man. So shout out to you folks overseas. Thanks for listening. Of course, all you folks in the States, we appreciate the support. You know, obviously find us on all the social media shit, Facebook, Instagram, fucking YouTube, subscribe to YouTube. What am I missing?
Shenanigans.
That's right. You guys can email us if you want to email us. Doesn't matter where you're from. Misguided shenanigans at outlook.com. Shoot us an email. Be happy to respond. So I don't think we've gotten an email yet. We're like 20 some episodes in. Nobody's emailed. That's crazy.
No. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Not even hate mail. Usually you think we get hate mail by now, but
yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, you know, if we don't get hate mail, at least we're doing something right. Or are we?
I don't know.
Anyways, until next week, we'll figure it out.
We'll take our red one next week.
Yeah. No shit. Maybe one less beer. JK. All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye.